Hey.
Hi, today my guest is Lauren, or Lorraine, whichever you prefer.
Lorraine.
Lorraine, I forgot that. Anyway, Lorraine is going to tell me a little bit about the upcoming event she has. I believe it's
Yeah.
in May.
It is. So it's on the 31st of May to the 2nd of June at Kurno Healing Fields, which is a beautiful location. Just on the outskirts of Boscastle. If people want to find out where that location is, I'll give you some links for them to connect to and find out exactly where we're going to be.
Now, a lot of people probably won't understand what the aim is, what about what you do in these events. Because there's lots of, as you probably know yourself, you've probably heard it all, the misconceptions about hippy dippy stuff. Why should I bother? Bloody, bloody, blah. Yeah. So just explain a little bit what it is in simplest terms.
Well, very simply and basically, excuse me, holistic wellness deals with a person as a whole. So we have a physical body. Here we are in the flesh. We have a spiritual body. That's anything that is outside of our five normal senses. Your taste, your touch, your smell, etc. So we have a spiritual body. We have an emotional body, which is a connection of the mind and the body. And we have a mental body, so our mental health and mental awareness. So when we're talking about holistic wellness, your practitioner will not just look at what's happening in one aspect of your body. They will sit with you and find and connect with you to find out holistically, so in all those senses, where your dis-ease is leading to disease. And then they will connect where they feel you most need that healing. And I want to kind of iron out any sort of misconception about healing. So we kind of generally call ourselves healers, but what we're actually doing is leading that person to their own method of healing, their own healing. So I will lead you to heal yourself. In whichever modality I've chosen to use. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense to me. Basically, I know during the period we had with COVID, a lot more people getting in touch with their inner selves a lot more because
Yes.
they was obviously the threat of your immortality suddenly
Yes.
came very, very real. And then
Yeah.
suddenly they wanted to connect back into nature. There's a lot of these so-called subjects now probably come from the early days of the naturalists and the well, not I won't call them witches because they weren't really witches, herbalists of
Wise
their time,
women.
yeah, and their time, because they practiced a lot of that, and a lot of that was that's why the misconception happened when they why they was treated the way they were.
Absolutely. I mean, I think in modern society, what the paradigm we're in at the moment is that people are kept so busy. Nowadays, and it has been for decades now, both parents work when they have when they have children. The children are put into schools. There's always a program when they leave school. There's something else going on because the parents are so busy because life has become very expensive. And we're so busy, we don't take the time to stop and connect with nature. So we go through trauma after trauma, stress after stress, without actually acknowledging that. And the body stores the memory of all of this, and the psyche, the brain stores the memory of all of this trauma, all of this stress. The modern day disease is are things like post chronic fatigue syndrome, ME, cancers, etc., etc., because we haven't had a chance to stop, ground, and as you say, the best grounding thing that we can do is to be out in nature, to have our bare feet on the earth, to, be amongst trees, to be by the water. And this isn't woo-woo because scientifically, if you've got your bare feet on the ground, you're releasing all the negative ions. And if you are connecting with the forest, you're breathing in pure oxygen. You're bound to be feeling better. If you're by the ocean, there's the ozone. So people, have kind of misconceived things by thinking, yeah, that's just, as I say, woo-woo. You want to do that, you want to hug a tree, you want to this, you want to that. But look into the science of it as well. It all makes sense.
Yeah, I do know that a lot of doctors now with cancer treatments, along with the cancer treatment, obviously,
Yes.
they do recommend that you try to do more like Chinese therapy, acupuncture, so,
Yes.
ways of making you feel more relaxed, more so the treatment can work a little bit better. Because I'm always a great believer if that. Any treatment to work, whatever medicines you're on, you have to make it want it to work.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I think that when we have disease, it's the final symptom of what's been going on in the holistic body of a person. And the traditional medicines, the Ayurvedic medicines, the Chinese herbal remedies, the, as you're saying, the witches kind of like approach, the herbalist's approach, is to be working with a person's body rather than just providing something that is sim that will deal with it, with a symptom. So every plant, everything that's been created on our beautiful earth has a property that can be used positively for a person's body. So you can use these medicines, the sacred medicines, at any stage of dis-ease in the body. So if we can catch it early, so if we're dealing with, a person's inability to sleep, for example, that's symptomatic of other things. So if we can deal with, just reel it back to where the thing originates, that the herbalist, the Ayurvedic doctor will find the herb or the medicine that will actually help alleviate those symptoms and work with the body to fortify the body, to fortify the immune system, and so on.
Do
So
you
yes,
some? Oh, sorry.
yeah, we, sorry. Yes, we are. We're not going back. We're going forward, and we're remembering.
Yeah,
We're
because
remembering.
I think sometimes what people get confused with is because obviously the religious beliefs. Yeah, I'm not knocking any religious beliefs because
No,
everyone.
absolutely.
And I don't think you do as such. You're not saying that as such. You're not. If someone wants to believe in miracles or prayer, or which is all the
Yeah.
same thing, basically, if you break it down, it's all belief in, like you say, going back to your inner self and
Yeah.
making sure
That
it's basically the same thing.
is absolutely the key word. It's belief. It's what do we believe? And people are, it's one of my big subjects at the moment is being aware of how we self-talk. And our thoughts determine our speech. So if we're thinking something and we're saying something, then that's how it's going to be. So it's catching that self-talk straight away. And that's belief. It's nothing to do with religion. Everybody's religious practices are sacred to them and should be honored. That's their choice. But belief is something that goes beyond because it starts with the self and it starts with what's happening in our psyche.
Now tell me a little bit about what you do. It's the dancing,
Ah,
I
yes.
can never pronounce it. So.
Ecstatic awakening dance. So I do a lot of, I use a lot of healing modalities. My background is in fitness, so I'm a fitness professional, personal trainer, Pilates, exercise to music, aquafit, spinning, HIIT, you name it. I've studied it all and taught it all. And so to kind of get you to where you were asking me about the ecstatic awakening dance, I had a lot of trauma in my life, as we all have. And it came to a point where there was a serious event that happened, and it put me into post-traumatic stress disorder response. So I was unable to operate on a normal level, if we can call it normal. I wasn't able to work any longer. I wasn't able to see my children. I wasn't able to do anything. And I didn't want to be stuck there. And I have a lot of spiritual awareness, and so it's not just a spiritual thing, it's a physical thing as well. I was wanting to find a way of healing myself and releasing this trauma and moving forward with my life. So besides the conventional therapies to help me heal from PTSD, I looked into holistic therapies. And as my fitness was really a predominant thing in my life, I found ecstatic awakening dance, and I was taught by Rebecca Hanscom from the School of Ecstatic Music, Ecstatic Movement, sorry. And what this does, it enables you to get out of your head in a healthy way. So a lot of people try and get out of their head by drug taking or alcohol drug taking. That's symptomatic of other things. Sometimes it's just because they enjoy that, but sometimes it's symptomatic of other things that are going on. And I wanted to do this in a healthy way that would release me from all the trauma that I'd had throughout my life. So the ecstatic awakening dance taught me to connect to my body again, because a lot of time when we've been in trauma, we're out of our bodies. We're not grounded. We're out there somewhere. So the ecstatic awakening dance allowed me to connect with my body, and it taught me how to use shamanic and tribal methods of expressing what is in my body to release that trauma. So, for instance, part of the ecstatic awakening dance is where you shake, because all the trauma that is in the body, all the stress, all the memories of those things is held in the psoas, which is a really big muscle in the inner body. I won't go into that. And it connects at the hips, and we learn to shake that out. And then go into ecstatic movement. So it's dancing in a conscious way. So your eyes are closed, no one else is looking at you, you're doing your own thing. And you learn how to release that Kundalini energy, Kundalini. So the lady who designed this, she discovered, well, she designed this method of dance in the 80s to deal with people with ME. That was the emergence of the yuppie flu. So the ecstatic awakening dance goes through different phases, where you're really connecting with the body, you're shaking out the trauma, you're dancing into your own ecstatic experience of what's happening in your body. And then the music will stop and take you into a drop, where you're going into a meditative state, so that your whole body can process what has happened. And then we come into a sharing circle at the end, where everybody comes back to themselves and they can share their experiences if they want to. So it's a holistic method of healing, and I found that fantastic. And so I got a lot of healing from my trauma, and I wanted to take it out there. So that's when I started festivals. I was like, this has worked for me. Everybody else has got to have some. And I started going to conscious festivals. So that's where it all started, really, was with ecstatic awakening dance.
Now, if someone wanted to dip their toe in a holistic kind of therapy, say somebody's listening and they think, oh, I want to try something, but I don't want to go in too heavy. for the start, like just dip me little toe in to see how I get on with it and see how it affects me. Then I'll go further on in my journey.
So, what would I recommend to that person? Is that what you're asking? Well, I mean, there are a lot of holistic practitioners, wellness practitioners out there. So find somebody that you actually connect with, that you can relate to. And obviously, you're going to have in mind where is your dis-ease. So it would be looking at somebody who has experienced that dis-ease themselves and has learned how to fix that, how to heal that in themselves. And you know, it can be as simple as connecting with your breathing to calm you down. So you know, maybe a meditation class, you know, learning how to quieten the mind, because in the mind, that's where all the chaos is happening. And then the body starts to express, you know, in consequence of what's happening in the mind. So, you know, even simple things like I say, like the meditation, or just to get into a class where you're doing gentle movement. I mean, that could be, you know, getting into the water and connecting with the water in a mindful way and releasing your stress when you're in the water. Or it could be going to a yoga class. So we're getting back into learning how to move the body again and feeling confident because we're in control of our bodies again. It could be dance for some people. It could be going to see a shiatsu practitioner who will help you release. It's like massage. Massage is a great one as well. That's a holistic therapy. So it's just determining, I guess, where you connect with that person and with the modality that they're using. There is lots of stuff out there. And talking to your friends. You see your friend, you know, you've healed that in you, or you're loads better. How did that happen to you? There's a whole network of people out
Oh,
there.
well, it's a bit like
But
when I used to work in mental health, and I found that the best way to treat a person is not forget about their illness. Obviously, they're real, but you try to treat them like we're talking now, and you've got more better response because you got to get to know the really bad days when they wouldn't do much, and then you'll get a really what I call a very productive day where you connect very well, very, you wouldn't even know they was ill, to be honest. You, unless you knew them, you wouldn't realize this connection. And I had great pride that I get this connection now and again. Because, despite my career in mental health, I only had to help out with control restraint about three times, which is I'm quite proud of. Because, it's quite a field where you've got to get used to being very verbal abused at. They'll call you every name and a son. You have to do this. And people say, why do you
Because
do this? Be because if you
you,
respond, if you respond, it's the worst thing you can do.
absolutely. There are so many different degrees of that expression of you know, disease or being unwell in some shape or form, having not be having ease in your body, mind, spirit, and soul. And obviously, the sooner we can deal with that, the better. But I think, you know, we're coming to a point where we need to reconnect as a community. It's exactly that. We live such isolated lives because, as I said before, we're busy at work. The kids are busy at school. We come home, we've got barely 5 minutes to swallow something before we're putting the kids to bed, or they've done their homework, and you know, and we're not connecting in a way that we need to. And that's something that we are really promoting with our conscious festivals, is to turn up sober, you know, turn up without intoxicants, and just spend time connecting with each other. And we hold ceremonies, you know, and again, it's not woo-woo. It's just to welcome people. It's to connect with the energy. We're all vibration, so there's energy going on, you know. And people used to think that that was a hippie term, you know, we're all vibration. But now the scientists have proven that we are vibration. So let's vibrate on the same frequency together. Let's make connections. Let's talk to one another, you know. When I was younger and I had my children at home, and they were at school, I was getting connections through, you know, relating to people as I drop my kids off at school. They might be very short connections. We get connections with people in the workplace. But in our societies, you know, if people haven't got jobs, if people haven't got, sometimes they haven't got homes and they haven't got kids at school, that we're isolated. And disease can start there, you know. So open up. Everybody is welcome. All of you is welcome. Whatever shape or form you're going to turn up in, whatever you've got going on with you, you are welcome, you know. And the other thing I wanted to really emphasize is that we're not negating doctors and you know, it's not like there's one side or another. It's not like there's any competition. There is no competition. That's a man-made concept. It's just we're offering alternatives to what we have been conditioned in a sense to accept. So first thing starts with community. Everyone is welcome. Turn up, speak if you want to speak, don't speak if you don't want to speak, but just be there.
Where can people find out information about how much it'll cost, where to find, where to go, places, things like that?
Sure. There are various ways you can connect with us. So my website is www.theholisticwellnessschool.com. You'll find out about what the Holistic Wellness School is and what it does. And on there, you will find links to Kurnow Healing Fields. You'll be able to see who's turning up, some of the sound healers, the musicians. We've got people doing psychic work, etc. So you can look at a whole list of people. You can see the type of thing that they're doing. You can link into their websites. You can connect with them on Facebook, on Instagram. And there's also a page there which will give you a connection to the tickets. You can buy the tickets. You can see how much your weekend ticket's going to be. You know, concessionary tickets for families. I want to make it affordable. I want to make it fun. I know what it was like to be a single mum with four kids and trying to kind of make ends meet. So it's not an expensive weekend. As I say, it's coming from the heart for us. So you find all that on www.theholisticwellnessschool.com, and just the drop-down menu will take you there.
I know you've got lots and lots of people, and obviously there'd be stalls and forms of entertainment to keep the kids a little bit more preoccupied than adults, because they trouble with kids, they do lose concentration after a while.
Yeah, for sure. So what's going on is we've got a main stage, the White Buffalo tent, where all the main speakers and therapists and healers will be having slots. And in the evenings, there's always live music from conscious bands. But we have got an area for children. So there's the youngsters zone. We've got all sorts of magical things going on for them, from face painting to fairy sound healing and all sorts of things. We've got a men's lodge. So that's where there will be time out for men only. They can go and form a brotherhood. They can listen to some speakers. They can have some therapy. You know, all that will be free. It's all free. Once you've got your ticket, everything is free apart from individual therapies that you're paying for. We've got the women's lodge. That will be the same. We've got food from the Anglo-Turk kitchen. We've got the Open Hearts Inn. So there's a cacao lounge and you can go and jam there. You can take your music, your musical instruments and jam there. We're going to have a fire pit. So there'll be song and just chilling out around the fire. We've got a peace tent, and in the peace tent, you can go and really find quiet. I've got a licensed psychotherapist and healer who's going to be present there. There will be other people offering quiet times of meditation. You can just connect with somebody and just sit with them if you want to, say nothing. So there'll be something for everyone, something for everyone. So you've got at the entrance to the Kano healing fields, we're catering for people who have disabilities. So there's a road going down, so they'll be parked next to the road. All cars will be away from the area, and there's a lovely area for camping. So it's just going to be a really lovely family weekend, where, as I say, there will be something for everyone.
So please remind people again what when the date it starts and finishes.
Yes, for sure. So you can turn up on the 31st of May at 9 a.m. You can start setting up your camp, and we go through till the evening of the 2nd of June. But we will pack down on the following morning. There'll be a leaving ceremony. So 31st of May to the 2nd of June.
And do you encourage people to obviously pick up their litter and things like that?
Well, we are, yes, absolutely. We're a conscious festival. So basically, what that means really, I know it's a bit of a buzzword now, but it's just being mindful and, mindful in all respects. So we're very mindful of the carbon footprint that we're leaving. So when you go to buy your tickets, you will say that, you take your own, whatever you bring, you take your own rubbish home. I've given a link to the local recycling centre if people are coming from afar, so they can drop their rubbish off there. I'm asking people to bring their own cutlery, crockery, glasses, and whatnot. So we haven't got
They can
heaps
go
and
in,
heaps
buy
of.
some plastic plates and then take them home and give them a wash when they get home. They can take some
Yeah, we're
plastic
going
plates with them. That'd be a better idea then. Less likely to
to. Yeah.
smash.
Maybe if we can have something that's not always along the lines of plastic, that might be
Yeah,
great.
but there
Anything
might
that's
be paper ones. I don't know.
recycled plastic's great. Yeah,
Yeah.
but I'm not dictating. People have to, again, with consciousness, people just have to make their own minds up. But yeah, bring your own stuff, because it is a camping weekend, so there will be water there. There will be toilets there. You can wash your plates. You can, put your stuff away. And that gives everybody a chance to enjoy what's going on, including the chefs.
Yes,
Yeah.
because yes, I reckon that hopefully that people listen to this. I'll put it on my YouTube channel and my podcast. I'll put it on Holes Where We Moan and Groan as well, so then
Thank
that'll
you so
be on there as
much.
well. And thank you for spending your time a day with me. And I'll do this bit now.